Just spell your first and last name again for me here and your title again, Emily.
Sure. Emily Kalmer. It's E-M-I-L-Y K-A-L-M-E-R. And I'm the Missouri Government Relations Director for the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Well, that sounds great. I appreciate that. You know, I talked to Senator, and we're rolling tape again. I spoke with Senator Howie Rader today, or texted her, actually, to check on how many people were down there, because she was on our show this morning on an unrelated issue. She said it was packed. She was very impressed with the turnout. Emily, you got to feel good about this. Cancer advocates from all over the state essentially going to Jeff City. And it basically, the common message was that they really want the lawmakers. You guys really want the lawmakers to make cancer policy a priority. Am I correct on that, and how important is it?
Yes, that you are correct, Brian. The American Cancer Society's vision is to end cancer as we know it for everyone, and we're here to accomplish that through advocacy for public policies that help. We're really proud of the volunteers and survivors who come share their stories to do that.
In terms of the people who were there, I know we had probably some from mid-Missouri right here in the Columbia area, but as you pointed out, they come from all corners of the state that were there.
Yes, we have volunteers throughout the state. As everyone's aware, cancer, you know, affects everyone, whether it's you personally or someone that you know. So we have survivors and caregivers and doctors and nurses throughout the state who come lend their voice to advocate for policies to help in the battle.
One of the things that was on hand today, and I know Senator Bernskater, we have a picture with him in it, there was a 40-foot inflatable colon inside the Capitol that drew a lot of attention. That got a lot of attention last year, and I know our morning host talked about it, as did I on the air. I talked about, you know, it's going to get a lot of attention. People are going to see it. That definitely gets the attention of people at the Capitol, doesn't it?
It does. And we know how important it is for folks to get their cancer screenings so that we can detect cancer early when it's the most treatable. So when we have something, a big visual like the inflatable colon, we can help remind people to get their screenings. The age for colorectal cancer now, if you're at average risk, is 45. So we want to remind people to get their screenings, first of all, but also share with lawmakers some of the policies that can help folks access screening if they don't have insurance, or if they're, you know, having trouble access screening.
Two quick things that I'm going to bring up, and then I'll give you the final word. But one of the big things cancer advocates called for today, and it's a big issue for your group, is you called for Medicaid expansion, saying it's linked with improved rates of colorectal, prostate, and cervical cancer screenings. How important, A, is Medicaid expansion, and B, what kind of reaction have you gotten from lawmakers?
Yes. So Medicaid expansion was approved by the voters at the ballot in 2020, and we started implementing in October 2021. And we've already heard from a number of cancer survivors and cancer patients who have been able to get access to treatment through Medicaid expansion. But we also know it's important for getting cancer detected earlier. There are improved rates of colorectal cancer, prostate, and cervical cancer screening in states that have expanded Medicaid. And there's a longer-term survival impact for states where they've expanded Medicaid. So we're still seeing the impact of it here in Missouri, and we want legislators to know that it is helping in the battle against cancer.
Finally, and then I'll give you the final word, the governor was here in Columbia, actually. I went to interview him and covered the story, but he announced at that time the largest, it was in August, it was hot that day, I remember that, the largest single investment in a tobacco cessation in state history. I'm sure it's not as high as you'd like, but it went from $50,000 to $2.5 million. And he actually told me, gave me a number that day. He said about 11,000 people die from smoking each year, and he said that is just, that's preventable. Smoking is a priority for your group. What's your message to the public about smoking and about tobacco cessation?
Tobacco use is related to about a third of all cancer deaths. So we want to make sure that there are every resource available for folks who want to quit, and to make sure that kids never get started in the first place. And that's why we celebrated with the governor when he announced the increase in funding. And we're here advocating at the Capitol to make sure they sustain that increase so we can make sure that kids never start using tobacco and that adults and others who want to quit have access to resources to help them.
And finally, I'll give you the final word, but I think it's worth mentioning, generally speaking, traditionally, cancer and fighting it has been a bipartisan issue at the Capitol. Have you found that?
Yes, we are a nonpartisan organization, and we've had champions that are Republicans and champions that are Democrats. Everyone, like I said, has been impacted by cancer, and whether it's their family or their friends, and we've not found that to be a partisan issue. So we have supporters on all sides.
That sounds great. Sounds great. I think I've covered everything. You guys have done a great job kind of explaining everything. If I didn't bring something up or if you'd like to add something, please feel free.
No, just thank you, Brian, for giving us the opportunity to share. And if folks want to learn more, our website is www.fightcancer.org. You can just look for Missouri there, and that'll connect you with our advocacy folks here in Missouri, including myself.
All right. Let me make sure I got this here.